Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. What a joy to be in God's house on this New Year's Eve. What a wonderful year that God has given us.
And a song burst into the night. He started the whole world singing a song. The words and the music were there. To start the world singing a song. A new word was spoken, and chords that were broken wove gently together to make a new song. It was more to greet the new morn, for the source of all music was born. He started the whole world singing a song. The words and the music were there. What the song had to say was that love had found a way to start the world singing, start the world singing, start the world singing a song.
His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the end.
Once again, grant us peace evermore. Let the day come soon when love will end. Christmas prayer.
Amen. That'll move your heart, won't it? Joyfully to the Lord all the earth. Break forth in song. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a song, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the world and those who dwell in it, let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. Readings from Psalm 98. Music's been such an integral part for us here at Mount Calvary, as you've kind of heard so far. And one of our special folks on that's Mr. Terry Lee Ryan over there. I don't know when I've been around an individual with more talent, brings more joy. Many times I kid with him a little bit, and if I was ever really nice to him, he'd start planning my funeral, I think. He was playing a song the other day, and I have no idea. I asked him, what's the name? He says, I don't know. Now, you want to play that on the piano?
I was going to do that, man. I changed my mind.
Okay.
I was listening to your sermon.
You're not going to go by the program
man,
at Mount Calvary?
Don't you hate when that happens,
oh,
man?
Oh, my.
There's a song that's right in line to the sermon today. And,
amen.
It's a song from Chris Rice, and I tell you, it's one of my favorite songs called Come to Jesus. And it's kind of right in line with that passage that you were reading. Check it out.
Dance for Jesus. Jesus.
Come to Jesus. In the scripture that I read, it talks about sing. Talks about shout. And I love that eighth verse where it says, let the rivers clap their hands. Sing, shout, clap your hands. God hears everyone. I remember years ago, when I was in college, I played ball down against Gallaudet in D.C. In case you don't know about Gallaudet down there, it's a deaf school. And it was one of the most amazing things to me because instead of the referee blowing a whistle, they had a big drum down at the end of the court. Boom. That's how you stop play. But the thing that amazed me the most, instead of their team having a cheer, they actually did their cheer by the clapping of hands. And it was just so amazing. And although we were playing and what a joy it was amazing to me to realize how God hears your song. He hears your shout and He hears your clap. I love these meaningful, oh, holy night, that Christmas prayer, and he started the whole world singing, come to Jesus. I'm going to ask Brad and Terry to come, and so you know it's not going to be a slow one. You just know it. You know it right now. And I love those ones that make your toe just tap a little bit. And I especially like it when I can be a part of the Pips, so let me get over here.
Good morning, everyone. It's delightful to see you. We consider you our dear, dear friends. I really love this song. The first verse speaks to the swirl of emotions that Mary must have felt when she was bringing a new light into this world. The anticipation, apprehension, joy, uncertainty, fear. And I read a meditation the other day that those emotions are very normal to us, especially as we face a new year that's coming. But we remember that, and this song sings to this as well, that our Father is always watching over us, and Jesus is right there, ready to lead us into the light if we take His hand.
There was a man from Buffalo, New York, who decided to commit suicide. He climbed down in the waters above Niagara Falls, feeling the water would wash him over the falls and end his life. As he got down that water, changed his mind. And he held on to the rock, the first one he came to. And there was an emergency call and a helicopter was dispatched. The helicopter came and those men of the rescue squad threw out a safety line. And as he was trying to get a grasp on that safety line, he slipped again and floated closer down to the edge, grabbed on another rock and held on to the safety line. But sadly, he was swept under the edge of an ice bank that had formed there. And one of the men from the rescue squad actually propelled down and broke that ice so that he was able to pull the man with that safety line up to safety in the helicopter. I don't know how many people have changed their minds on the way down, but the point of the story here is, do you think that man was worthy to be saved? I don't know. I don't know if he was a good man who was overcome with depression, or I don't know any of the details about him. And it's really not important whether the man was worthy or not. The question was, why did the rescue squad rescue that man? Because that's what rescue squads do. So many times I hear people who are trying to become worthy of the love of God. And I'm here to tell you that none of us, not a one of us, are worthy. But it's what God does that makes the difference. God does what God is supposed to do. And He loves. He came to me. Last week I talked about that song. Matt, sometime we've got to sing that. He came to me. The older I get, the more I'm moved about how much God loves and how much God cares. Today we did things a little different. We had, I think, some of the most talented people I've ever been around, but with that set aside, the thing that moves me the most with the musicians here, the heart. People that simply care and want to use the talents that they've been given for the glory of God. You might not like change. I don't know what's in store for you for the upcoming new year. I heard an interview, a fellow just turned 100 years old. He interviewed and said, "Well, sir, you've seen a lot of change in your lifetime." I said, "Yep, and I've been again in every one of them." People are like that sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, as things change, and I've seen changes in my lifetime that I never thought that I would see. I've seen changes in churches. If you stood where I stood early in the service, about right after it started, two of our fellows went out and kind of checked around the church, make sure everything's safe. That was Buddy and Earl. You can tell them, I don't know which one has the redder ears, Buddy or Earl. I never thought there'd be a time where we have to go and check out our churches just to come in and to worship safely. But I am so glad that we have men that are willing to stand up and do that. And I'm so glad they went alone, didn't bite anybody else on this cold morning today, didn't like that? Folks, think about this year and what God has done for you. And I encourage you to look forward to what you're going to be able to do for Him to show your love. Now, it's only because I'm the pastor, I get to sing this one. I like to do it around Christmas time. We hadn't done it yet. And I thought I'd do this last so you'd never use that phrase, "they save the best for last." You'll never use that one after hearing those musicians today. Go ahead, Dan. Not too fast. Come on, Terry. I thought it was the tinsel, I thought it was the tree, that girls and boys and fancy toys made Christmas real to me. But one day I discovered how wrong I'd always been, for there was something missing, couldn't find out what it was, till someone showed me Jesus, and I trusted him, because it isn't Christmas until you know. So long ago, it isn't Christmas until the Holy Child becomes your risen Lord. It isn't Christmas until the Christ of Christmas lives within your heart. Thank you. Now you may say you're happy that Christmas really swings. It's party time and all the world forgets its woes and sins. But oh, please let me tell you, there's so much more than this. For you're still missing something that can turn your life around. That something is my Savior, and I tell you, it isn't Christmas until you know the one who came so long ago. It isn't Christmas until the Holy Child becomes your risen Lord. It isn't Christmas until the Christ of Christmas lives within your heart.
Give Miss Gita Lee a round of applause for her. I'm going to pray. Then I'm going to ask all the folks that sang today to come on up. We're going to scatter. Marnell won't be happy until we sing the song. It's in your book. You're going to sing along with us. It's 205. It's called Go Tell It on the Mountain. God has been good to us this year, has he not? Amen. And I am looking forward to what God is going to do in the year 2018. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house and we have sung praises unto your name. We ask now that you'll once again just remember each one of those prayer requests that Brother Matt mentioned today, and God, even things that come into our hearts now. God, we thank you for the wonderful year that you've given us, and Heavenly Father, we look forward to what you're going to do in the upcoming year. God, be with those that couldn't make it. Bring healing to the sick. Bring strength to that one that's downtrodden, and hope and hope and hope to all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place that we can come and freely worship you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Now turn to 205 in your hymn book.